Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught it is imperative that we learn to recognize the true from the false. Let's pick up at that point today. First Peter 1:14-16 says it this way, as disobedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Isn't it interesting that the former lust, which means emulating the religious ways, fashioning is emulating the ways that you were and making them religious, trying to religiousize the former lust. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. God says that's ignorant. You're really ignorant to try to take the grace of God, to fashion it, to make the world look like that it's justified when you just put Christian words to it, you put it in the church, and it's all right. Now, a lot of people, I mean a majority, accept that around this country and probably around the world. It makes me think of how many villages are being deprived of an idiot. Don't make the unsaved lifestyle religious and acceptable. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all matter of the way you live, because as is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Ephesians 4:22-24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the former way you used to live. He says, put that off. He says, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You see, those lusts are deceitful. You think they're all right. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Folks, that's God's words, not mine. They're God's words. I believe them, but they're God's word. Now, going back to Morris's comments, he says, they will get worse in these last days, as seen in 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, where he said that there, you know, when they preach the word as it is to men as they are in the first two verses, it says, but you know, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, appealing to the feeling. Make me feel good. Itching ears. Meet the need of my flesh, not my spirit. See, it is more urgent than in John's day to be able to discern the true and the false teachers. That is the Holy Spirit versus the seducing spirits. I believe Henry Morse was so right on that. We need to learn to recognize the true from the false. One thing I have found as a fundamental Bible preacher, it was shown those who are professors of being fundamental, but are revealed to be at best moderates. They're moderates in politics. We find those politicians who claim to be conservative to later find out they are moderates. And you don't like that. Well, true Bible preaching will often clear out just the professors, but not the possessors. You see, a true fundamental faith of the Bible, although they are saved, may show that they're not of you, so they go out from you. As he said back in the second chapter, in verse 29, we're trying to warn or should I say verse 19 of chapter 2, but we're trying to warn of what is trying to make its way in the last days into our Bible-believing churches, let alone the new evangelical and liberal churches is trying to make it into Bible-believing churches. And it's more imperative than ever before that we stand true to the Word of God, to the standards. Look, there are Christian colleges today that call themselves fundamental. If you ask them, do you believe that the Word of God is preserved today in total? Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess we would say it is. It's preserved in all the manuscripts. That's the Catholic manuscripts. That's the new ones, the Mormons. I mean, if they are out there in kind of a manuscript from years ago, then they say, well, that's part of the Bible's in it. And all the manuscripts, both those of the King James and all these other versions that are so different, they're all contain the Word of God. You see, they'd say it contains the Word of God. It's all preserved. And it's up to us to decide which ones are the true words of God. It was never up to you to write it, and it was never up to you to preserve it. God does. And you'll see these same ones. They don't believe in the preserved Word of God. They'll say they are separated from the world, and then yet you can go into them and find they have art galleries that have pictures of nude women in them, and they say, well, it's art because it was painted, and the style was so good. No, that's pornography. Painted pornography. What if they painted that way on the restroom walls? Would you say, oh, don't take it off the restroom walls? Yes, I know the little children go into there, but it's art. Again, don't rob the village of an idiot by saying it is okay. Don't go back to that village. You know, if that's what you're going to say, that's what you believe, go back to that village and be their idiot, because that is so wrong. That is so wrong. I've had them here to say, oh yes, they've lied to come. They've actually lied to come. And then they'll say, well, I don't see anything wrong with this and all things wrong with that. I had one not too long ago that told me, I see nothing wrong with smoking. But you know what? To get the job, he saw a lot wrong with it. He saw a lot wrong with the standards we had. Once I saw the standards going down, I said, wait a minute, what's going on here? You see, and so often that's what you find out is that for some reason or other, it's all right to lie to get in and corrupt the church. They think to change their way of thinking, it's all right for them to lie. If you've got to lie about something, then it's not standing on the strength of righteousness and truth. Now, unfortunately today, there are big names and fundamental circles who are strongly influencing many young preachers to accept what they previously rejected. I find that interesting. They're getting to accept what they previously rejected. Now, he rejected those things on biblical grounds. And by the way, some influence comes from fundamental preachers who are recommending books to young preachers that turns them to the philosophers, the Warrens, the New Evangelical, and so forth, the Calvinists even. Look, this is not an advertisement. I'm just telling you something. You want to read books? Go to the Sword of the Lord website. It's fundamental. It's true to the word. Well, they're not written with such academic excellence. Yeah, but they're written in a way that they're not justifying nude painting. They're written in a way that they're not promoting social drinking. They're written in such a way that they still believe that the Word of God is the Word of God. Stick with what's right. It doesn't have to have $75 words in order to be intellectual. It's not the words that make it intellectual. It's the thought in the words. that they've said. And listen, those are well-written books and have a lot more sense in them. I've read some of those other books. And to go around the world to say the wrong thing. It's intellectual. I'll say that. Sometimes you need a dictionary to read their books, but when you read it, you begin to understand. You say, well, this is of the devil. Not because the words are long. It's of the devil because the doctrine's wrong. So you see an evangelist selling new evangelical books on his table? Get out of there. Just get out of there. You see, we have lost the meaning of joy and holiness in our local churches today. Now it's happy instead of joy. Now it's fleshly instead of holy. We are to preach the word as it is to men as they are. But oh, we have failed. We have failed so badly. How? Well, too many fear to preach the whole counsel of God. Out of the fear of man. When the fear of God should direct him, the fear not to preach it, the fear of man comes in and brings the snares, Proverbs says. Sometimes people with either money or position, maybe both, strong personality, will either intimidate or overpower a young preacher and other preachers just to conform to their way. I've seen them come in, they don't get their way, they quit. Don't become a bump on the log. So often these people, you see them, they're not at prayer times, they're not at special prayer times, they're not at visitation. Rarely do you see them walking out. And then soon they're gone. And Satan has them thinking that even in their rebellion, they are being spiritual. And you see, for them to get right, they must admit they've rebelled, they've failed, and they've sinned in trying to justify it to satisfy the convicting work of the Holy Spirit in them. Yet they're miserable. Because they have replaced the Word of God preaching with using some words from God's Word for philosophical and psychological preaching. And we need to pray that those people would repent and get right with God. I've got a young man right now, I love him. I love him. But he walked out of our church, he walked out of our ministry, because we weren't doing things that he thought was right. I sat down with the young man, I showed him from the Bible what we were doing, I showed him what we were doing was right.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth, we want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.